All right. First, I would like to request all the children who are 9 and under to go to Sunday school. So 10 and above, you're with us today. So all the 9 and under children can go to your classes. I am super thankful that winter is here and fan season is over. So I'm a super clumsy person. I'm also a teacher. And so I always have like a lot of loose papers when I'm teaching, and the fans always blow them everywhere, and I can never figure it out, like put my water bottle on one paper and a pen on another one, but the pen's not heavy enough and everything just blows everywhere. And my students make fun of me, and so I'm putting my papers here and they're just staying there. It's like magical. So I'm really happy. I'm really thankful to be with you. I'm really excited to share God's word with you. So let's pray and then we can dig into God's word. Dear God, I thank you for this day. I thank you so much for everyone here. I thank you that you love us deeply and you really care about each of us and you care about what's going on in our lives. And I thank you for your word. I pray that you would speak through me today. I pray that you would help us walk with you and love you and help us just to dedicate our lives to you. And I pray that you would give us so much peace and joy and purpose and fulfillment in our lives. And I pray that we would have a great day today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so recently I was watching YouTube, like I often do. I watch a lot of YouTube. Does anyone else here watch YouTube a lot? I find it a lot better than television. I was watching YouTube and this advertisement came on for one of those patches that you put on your arm if you are addicted to smoking cigarettes and you're trying to quit. There's a certain type of patch you can put on your arm and it might be helpful in helping you quit smoking. I don't know why they were showing me this ad. I don't know if my internet usage is similar to someone who smokes a lot of cigarettes or something, but they showed me this ad and it really impacted me a lot, actually. It was a Hindi ad, but I kind of translated it into my version of English, and I wanted to read some of it for you, because it was really impactful for me, and it really is connected with what I want to speak about today. And so, in this ad, they are encouraging people to quit smoking, and they're especially encouraging people who have tried before and failed. And so, in this ad that I'm going to read, you know, some people have a habit or an addiction to smoking, but in your life, I want you to think about anything in your Christian life that you would like to change or that you're having trouble surrendering to God, whether it's like a bad habit that you want to stop or like a good habit that you want to start, anything like that. And as I read this, replace quitting smoking with whatever you're struggling with or whatever you're trying to overcome, okay? So in the ad it said, who would believe that someone who's been smoking for 10 years could live without smoking? Why would anyone trust you after quitting 7 times that the 8th time is going to be any different? Who would believe that after trying and failing thousands of times that you could actually quit smoking? And then the music got all inspirational and they're like, we believe you can. You can be free from your habits. And then it said, it won't happen in one day, but one day it will definitely happen. And I just loved that last line so much. It's what really grabbed me about this advertisement. And I think it's super true about anything that we're struggling with in life, anything that we're fighting to overcome. Even if we do our best and try our hardest, we're probably not going to overcome whatever it is in just one day. Like, life is hard and habits run deep inside of us, but if we don't give up, if we keep trying to fight the bad habits in our life, if we keep fighting, one day, someday, we will definitely overcome them. But if we just kind of give up and accept the bad things about ourselves and don't try to get better and improve, then we probably never will. And those habits and those like strongholds that Satan has in our lives, they might last forever if we don't take them seriously and we don't try to fight them. And so, mostly my message today is about not giving up. I feel like we talk about not giving up a lot in society and culture. Like, you might tell your kids if they want to be a doctor, like, don't give up, just keep working hard, you'll make it someday. Or the coach will tell the sports team, like, maybe they're losing by a lot in the game, like, don't keep up, keep trying, and if you don't give up, then we're going to win this game. But I feel like we don't talk about it enough as Christians, or like in our Christian life, because the Christian life is really hard. If you've chosen to follow Christ and you are trying to live for Him, you must know that it's not easy. The Christian life is filled with lots of failures, even when we're trying to serve God, even when we're praying for God's help and expecting Him to help us overcome lots of things. It's really hard, and there's a lot of failure, and it's easy to get discouraged sometimes. And I think it's really important that whatever we're going through or whatever we're struggling with, that we stay committed to fighting it and really believing that we are going to overcome it someday. And it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but I'm going to choose to fight it every day. And someday, I know I will overcome it. And so, I hope as I give this message, you can really think of something in your life that you would like to overcome, or that you would like to change, or that you're struggling with. And so for me, something in my life that I have struggled with a lot is depression. And so I used to struggle with it some in America, but it got a lot worse and a lot more frequent when we came to India. And so my wife and I have been in India about 4.5 years. When we first came, we were super excited for lots of things. Some things have gone well, some things have been difficult, but every year, without fail in my life, at least one time during the year, since we moved to India, I would fall into like this deep depression, like really dark and kind of crippling. And the first time it happened, it was really frustrating. And, you know, I asked some people for prayer and counseling and kind of came out of it. And when I came out of it, I was super excited. Like, it was like, yes, I'm so glad that that's done. Like, I came out of this and it's behind me now. But then the next year it came back again. And the second time was a lot more frustrating to me, because all the things that I had like done and kind of worked the first time, I was like, oh, this won't be that bad. Like, I know how to deal with this. I'll talk to this person, I'll pray these things, and we'll get over it. And none of it worked the second time. It was like a different kind of depression, like a different season. That was just so frustrating to me. So it's like, I haven't figured this out. Like, I don't know exactly how to deal with this. Like, maybe I just got lucky last time or something. And it was also super frustrating when it came back again, because it's like, if it comes back a second time, like, how many times is it going to keep coming back? Like, am I going to struggle with this for the rest of my life? Like, I felt kind of hopeless and stuff. But year two came out of it and was in a really good season for a while. And our third year, I was really just trusting God and life was going well. And we were in Nagpur working on starting up a coffee shop there. And it was just going like terrible. Like, I was super miserable. I wasn't quite like depressed yet. Like, it's different, that like crippling feeling versus just kind of being unhappy. But for a while, the project was just going, it was going really bad. And I started to tell some people, like, I'm starting to feel like that pre-depression type stuff. Would you pray for me? But I really feel like God's going to give me victory over it this time. Like, I'm praying and trusting that things are going to be different. And I crashed really hard again last year, and super frustrating. And for me, because this has happened multiple times in my life, I'm just kind of used to it, and I'm also used to coming out of it. And so those seasons of coming out of depression are really special for me. Just kind of repairing my relationship with God a little bit and repairing just my mental capacity and ability to function and stuff. For me, something that happens is, like, there'll be a season where like, I'm just really not really living for God, and it's just hard to wake up in the morning, and everything just feels hard, and I'm not really even trying that hard. And then, like, at some point, I'll kind of shift, and I'll start trying really hard to, like, fight this suppression or fight whatever I'm dealing with. But even though I'm fighting, my life doesn't look that different because I'm so kind of damaged from what I've been dealing with over the past couple months. When I make that decision to start fighting it, it might not look to anyone else like I'm fighting it, or it's hard for me to even tell that I'm fighting it. But there's something really powerful, I think, about even when you're struggling with something, to wake up and just try to do the best you can and try to fight whatever you're struggling with. And so I've had multiple seasons like this where I just kind of have to be content with the fact that I'm not functioning at like 100% of how I would want to function, but I'm giving it my best. And I'm fighting, and I know that if I keep fighting, I'm going to heal completely and be back up to 100%. And even while I'm not there, just the act of fighting, I think, is really powerful and really special in our lives and will bring a lot of good into our lives and the lives of people around us. And so last year, as I was kind of coming out of this depression, starting to feel a lot better, we were in America for Christmas and New Year's last year. And on New Year's Eve, like the last day of the year, one of our friends had us over, and she led an activity for us, a really cool activity. So we got to make keychains together, and it was like a special end of the year activity, and she told us to pick a word, just one word, that we could stamp onto our keychain, like a word that we really wanted to define our next year, like something that was going to be really significant or important to us over the next year. And as we kind of thought about what we wanted to put on our keychain, we would share it with each other and like, this is my word and this is why it's important for me this year. And so on my keychain, I stamped the word believe, and I shared with the group that I am believing that I can go a full year, 2019, without falling into like a deep, dark depression. And I don't know exactly why I believe that, because I've tried before and it hasn't worked. I've even like done all the things it feels like you're supposed to do, like praying to God, trying to trust Him to give me strength, trying to do what's right and things like that. But it didn't work last year. But for some reason, I'm going to keep believing that this year is going to be different. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to set this goal for my life and I'm going to keep fighting. And so this year has been going pretty well overall, but this last month has been super stressful and like emotionally intense for Megan and I. One of the reasons is we're in the process of adopting a girl from Bihar, and we really were hoping and expecting that we would have her by now. It feels like we're super close, but there have been different delays in the process, and that's just been super frustrating and stressful. And a lot of other things have been happening in our life that are just like emotionally intense. Some of them have been good things. Some of them have been hard things. But about a month ago, I had like this day that was horrible. Like, it was just one of those days where everything went wrong and it was really discouraging, and the day was kind of ending, and I just put my head on my computer like so frustrated, like, what is wrong with everything? And then I started to feel those feelings of like pre-depression again. And because this has happened to me multiple times in my life, I get scared when I start to feel that way. Cause I'm like, is this going to lead to like a month of deep, dark depression? And it's scary. And I went outside and I was praying. And, one thing that's really cool about having something like spiritually significant on your keychain is you see it like every day. Every day I grab my keys, I touch my keychain, and so I notice this little thing that says, just believe, and even though about a month ago I was in a place where most of the time when I have that feeling, I don't handle it well, and I just fail, and I fall into a depression. But this time, that didn't happen. Like, I was just praying, and I was able to fight it, and I didn't fall into a depression. And it was just so powerful for me to walk into an experience that I had failed so many times before, and then to have victory over it in that moment. And I was just so thankful that God has not given up on me, and also that He gives us the opportunity to keep trying. Like, when I was younger, people talked about, like, you know, maybe you'll get a second chance in life. But I'm just super thankful that God gives us, like, a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. Unlimited chances. If you are a believer in Christ, hopefully you don't want to use so many of those chances, because every time you walk down a wrong path, there are some damaging consequences. But God always gives you a chance to come back. He always still wants to use you. He's happy to have you close to Him and in His kingdom, in His family. And I'm just so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the ability to keep fighting. I'm thankful for the strength that God gives us. And so, as we think about things that we struggle with, maybe for you it's depression or anger or gossip. Maybe you're just really addicted to, like, looking at your smartphone all the time. I think that is a habit that can be really destructive, but it's hard sometimes. Maybe you're addicted to something like pornography or alcohol. Maybe there's a good habit that you want to start doing that you just had trouble. Like, maybe you want to read your Bible every day, but for some reason you just don't. And maybe that's frustrating to you. And so I have a slide. These are five things that I think are really helpful when you are trying to overcome something or you are struggling with something in your life. And so the first one is to examine your life. One thing that is really important and really powerful is to, as we look at our lives, to dedicate the direction of our lives to Jesus. And as we make decisions, to not just chase after whatever is going to make the most money or whatever is going to make us feel good, but really seeking God and seeking Jesus and trying to walk in the way that He would want us to, because we know that that's the best path for us to be on. And I think this is really significant, especially for young people, like age 15 to 25 or 30. You're making a lot of big decisions in your life, like maybe what to study, what type of career to have, or who to get married to. And in those decisions, if you just choose to seek God and try to make decisions that will glorify God the most, your life is going to end up so much better than if you just chase after whatever is going to make the most money or whatever is going to make you feel good. So your life will be better if you seek Jesus. It won't necessarily be easier. Your life will definitely be hard. I can promise you that, but it will be better. It will be better. And so when we examine our lives, I think it's really important that we once in a while just look in our whole lives and think about, like, is my life actually glorifying to God? Are the details in my life, the small things and the big things, arranged in such a way that it brings God glory and it brings me closer to Him and it's helpful to me as a person and it's helpful to the people around me? And so maybe you came in this morning and you know what you're struggling with. Like, you have one or two or three things. It's like, yes, I really need to overcome that. I've been trying and it's not working. But maybe you came in and you don't really know anything in your life that you're trying to overcome or anything that you would like to change. And I would challenge you to examine your life and try to find those things in your life that aren't really in line with what God wants. Because I think we all have them. None of us is perfect. We all have some bad habits and some wickedness in our hearts. So first, I would really encourage you to examine your life and just make sure you know what things you need to overcome and what things you should be struggling with. The second thing that I think is super powerful is to dedicate each day to God. And so when I say dedicate the day to God, I mean you look at your day and you try to arrange it in a way that would bring God glory. It's like, this is not my day to use just how I want to. Like, this is God's day. I'm going to try to use every moment in a way that would make him happy. The way I talk and the way I act and the way I think. And this is something that I've been focusing on a lot recently, and it's been really helpful for me. So like, as soon as I wake up in the morning, these days, before I even get out of bed, before my feet hit the ground, I just try to say something to God, like, God, I dedicate this day to you, and get my mind in a mindset of, as soon as I get out of bed, like, this day is for God. Everything that happens is for God. And so I didn't used to do this, and sometimes I do like prayer time or devotions in the morning. Sometimes I don't. But even on days when I would try to do devotions in the morning, like within the first hour of the day, if I didn't dedicate my life to God, even before getting out of bed, like I could already see my life getting off track. Like even just walking from the bedroom to the kitchen, and then I just start checking my phone and just scrolling on Facebook and keep scrolling, and then before I know it, my time to do my devotions is gone. And so I think it's really powerful and really helpful, like as soon as you wake up in the morning, do something to show that you are dedicating that day to God. This helps with overcoming struggles, because a lot of, like, we know a lot of the habits in our life are not glorifying to God. And so if in the morning we've already dedicated our life to God, we're going to be a lot more aware of those things that might not be in line with what he has for us or what is best for us. But I don't think it's enough to just kind of dedicate your life to God, to just like tell God, like, I want to serve you, or to decide in your mind that you want to serve God. I don't think that's good enough. And that's why point number three is really important, to pray daily for victory, especially in whatever area you're struggling with or whatever you're trying to overcome. I hope that you pray every day about lots of things, but it's really important that you make an intentional point every day to pray for whatever that thing is that you're trying to overcome or whatever you're struggling with. Because no matter how much we try to do the right thing and be a good person, on our own, we're just not strong enough. Like, God did not make us as humans with the ability to overcome sin in our own strength. That's not how life works. We're not wired that way. And so we need God's help. And praying every day for God's help, especially in those things that we're trying to overcome or those things that we are trying to change about ourselves, will be extremely helpful and extremely necessary as we try to overcome those things. Point number four is also super important, especially if you are struggling with something that you've tried to overcome multiple times, but you haven't been able to. And so this can be anything. Like, if you have a problem with anger, or you have a problem with just being on your phone too much, or maybe something pretty addicting like pornography or alcohol addiction, if you've tried multiple times and failed at something, you really need to tell someone about it and talk to someone, get advice, get someone to pray for you and be there for you, because we're also not strong enough to fight things on our own, especially those things that are especially having a strong grip on our lives. So some things might be easy and small. You might be able to overcome them just by praying and doing better. But I think all of us have some things that we just can't do it alone. And we need to have someone in our life that we could go to, whether it's a spouse or a parent or a Christian friend or pastor. You need to have someone in your life that you know that you could go to if you're really struggling with something, and you can tell them about it openly. And it's really important also that you choose the right person. You don't want to go to someone who's just going to judge you and make you feel like crap about yourself. But you also don't want to go to someone who's just going to like accept your sin and just say, oh, it's no big deal. Like, don't worry about it. You really want to go to someone who you can trust, who you feel would be helpful to you in overcoming whatever you're dealing with. And this can be super hard, especially for those things that bring a lot of shame, like pornography or maybe alcohol addiction or some of those things, like we just don't want to talk about it. Like, we really don't want to tell anyone. And so if you're kind of thinking in your mind right now, like you have something in mind, it's like, should I talk to someone about this? Probably the more that you don't want to talk to someone about it, like if you're in your mind and you're like, ooh, yeah, I do not want to talk about that with anyone, that's probably the thing that you need to talk to someone about. The more you don't want to talk to someone about it, the more you probably need to talk to someone about it. Because the sins in our life, when they remain in darkness, they keep a lot of power over us, and they have the ability to destroy us when we just try to hide them and pretend they don't exist and those types of things. But when we bring things out into the light and into the view of someone who can help us, that is when we can actually have power to overcome things and have victory over the things that we're struggling with. And the last one is, I think it's the most important one, and it's kind of the main point of the message today. If you're struggling with something, there's something you want to change or something you want to overcome, you have to have this attitude that you're going to keep trying. Even if you do all those other four things perfectly, you're going to fail sometimes, and you need to have this mindset that even if I fail today, I'm going to try again tomorrow. And this is really hard sometimes, because if you've tried to overcome something multiple times and you've failed, like, I try tomorrow and I fail, I try next week and I fail again, and I try next month and I fail again, it's really hard to wake up and try to fight that again. It's hard to believe that anything is going to be different the next time. That's why I love the line in that cigarette commercial so much. And this is really true with people who are addicted to cigarettes. A lot of people have tried a lot of times to quit smoking and have failed. But if they keep trying and keep trying, someday they have victory. My grandfather, actually, he smoked cigarettes for many, many years. Many, many years. And he finally quit a few years ago. And it's not just cigarettes that this applies to. It's like that with everything. Some things can have a really strong hold on your life, and it can be really difficult to break them or be free from them. But if you keep trying, you keep praying, and you keep asking people for encouragement and those types of things, you will have victory over it someday. And you have to believe that. If you don't believe that, then you're not going to have any motivation to keep trying. If you just assume that it's going to automatically fail, you'll never get up and you'll never try again. So you have to believe, even if you've failed 100 times with the same temptation, you have to have this hope that I'm going to try, like maybe today is going to be different. And if it's not, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow will be different. And then someday we will overcome those things. So in your Bible, if you could turn to John chapter 21. While you're turning there, I'll just give you a little background information. John chapter 21 is sometime after Jesus had risen from the dead, and it's mostly about Peter, John chapter 21, and a little bit of time before John chapter 21, and a little bit of time before Jesus had died on the cross and rose from the dead, Peter had this really awesome moment where Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter said, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you're here to save us from our sins. And it was this really powerful moment, and Jesus responded to that by saying, When I build my church, I'm going to build it on you, Peter. Like, you are going to be the main guy. As the church gets started, you're going to be the main guy that helps it get started the most. And so Peter had this special calling on his life. But after that moment, if you read the Gospels, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Peter had a lot of failures and screw-ups after that, within the next year or so. And the biggest one is extremely famous. When it was time for Jesus to die, Peter really did not want Jesus to die. Like, he was happy to accept Jesus as Savior and King, but for Peter, he just couldn't accept that his leader, his follower, was going to have to die and experience all the shame and pain that Jesus was going to experience. And Peter used to argue with Jesus about this. One time Jesus told the disciples directly, like, I'm going to die. And then 3 days later, I'm going to rise from the dead. And Peter started arguing with Jesus, like, no, you're not going to die. Like, this is never going to happen to you. And that's when Jesus said, Peter, well, he didn't say Peter, he said, get behind me, Satan. And so this is something that Peter struggled with a lot, not wanting Jesus to die and not wanting to be associated with that. And so the most famous moment of this is right before Jesus was about to die. Jesus was captured and Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Some people asked Peter, like, hey, do you know that guy, Jesus, who is captured and is about to die? And Peter was like, no, I don't know him at all. Like, I don't have anything to do with him. 3 times Peter denied Jesus, like, really intensely. Also started using bad language and just, he was adamant that he had nothing to do with Jesus. He completely turned his back on Jesus. But this isn't something that Peter, like, wanted to do in general. Peter was trying to live his life for Jesus. But he struggled with things. And he struggled with this idea of Jesus dying. And he struggled with it so much, he made some really bad decisions. And after he did this, he felt really ashamed. The Bible says that Peter just wept bitterly after he denied Jesus. Because he felt so bad for what he had done. And after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter got to see Jesus a couple times before John 21. And so Peter had seen Jesus resurrected, had had some healing in his life, but he still hadn't really dealt with everything. And that's where we find Peter in John chapter 21. And so I will read the first few verses. It said, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other disciples were together. And then Peter said, I'm going out to fish. And this little statement, I'm going out to fish, is super significant and super bad for Peter, because when Jesus first called Peter, Peter was a fisherman, and Jesus had called him away from that and given him this amazing calling to be like the main guy for the whole church. But I think that because Peter messed up so bad, he was so ashamed and just didn't feel good enough, I feel like he fired himself from the job that God had given him. Like, he felt like his mistakes were too big, and I think he just thought he deserved to be fired from this position of advancing God's kingdom. And I wonder, in your life, if you've ever fired yourself from something that God was calling you to because you don't feel good enough or you don't feel adequate. And I think that that's what happened to Peter here. But then Peter said to the disciples, I'm going out to fish. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. At first, maybe this verse seems a little weird, like why is the Bible telling us that they caught a bunch of fish? But I feel like this is a super important symbol for what was going on in Peter's life. Just like Peter had failed multiple times and was struggling, not having victory in his life. In a similar way, the disciples were out fishing and they had not caught anything. They had experienced failure all the times that night that they had tried to catch some fish. And Jesus looks at them and he says, "Try one more time. Put the net in one more time and you're going to catch a bunch of fish." And I can just see him speaking to Peter or speaking to us in whatever we're dealing with in our life. Like, even if we've failed at something like so many times and it just feels pointless to keep trying, I can just hear Jesus saying, like, "Try one more time. Like, put the net in one more time." Jesus, unless Jesus like speaks to you verbally, he might not promise you that you're going to have victory right now. But I know that if he was like in front of you, Jesus would tell you to keep trying, keep fighting. And if you don't overcome your sin or your struggle today, you will overcome it soon. If you dedicate it to me and you keep trying and you keep praying. And so, if you look at the rest of John chapter 21, Peter and Jesus have a really special conversation. I would encourage you to read that on your own, but basically, Peter, listened to Jesus. Jesus told Peter to feed his sheep, which meant to pastor God's people, to lead them and to work towards advancing the kingdom. And I know that Peter didn't feel like it, but he said okay. And he, even if he was feeling bad or guilty or ashamed or whatever, he gave it another try. And a couple chapters later in the Bible, we see in the book of Acts, Peter just leading thousands and thousands of people to Jesus because he chose not to give up, because he chose to keep trying and to give it another go. And so I feel like that's really powerful in our life. We have a special song today. If you guys want to start coming up. This song, it was Sharon's idea to sing this song, but it's a really cool song, and I think it really relates to what we're talking about, and to really just keep trying in your Christian life, even when you don't feel like it. And in this song, it's especially about worship, and so if you, we're having trouble coming to church today, like you weren't sure if you were going to come and it was difficult, but you chose to come anyway. I think that's awesome. I think it's really powerful that you chose to be here and you chose to worship even when you weren't feeling like it, even if it doesn't feel right. Just that choice to worship and to come into the presence of God and be with God's people, it's extremely powerful. Even when you don't feel like it, even when it doesn't feel right at all, it's just really awesome that you're here. And as we live our lives, anytime that we get the chance to worship, even when we don't feel like it, is really helpful and powerful. worship. Give him all the praise. Just humble servants till sweat and tears, till no more fears. Singing the glory of the gospel out to every ear. You cover me with grace and a love so unconditional. It's got me on my face every day, God. Goes the praise of the saints. Goes my praise every day.
Let the church say it.